Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's go Thursday. Yeah, football. What's up? Welcome in. Grant and Danny on the Fan on September 5th, 2024. Got a great show planned for you, including a big announcement we'll make about the Grant and Danny radio program this football season. Coming up at 3:45, that announcement today ahead of our double play, about an hour and 42 minutes away. And on the show today at 5, we'll talk to the director of a documentary on the booming business of NIL at LSU that followed around Jaden Daniels all of last football season. Pretty relatable content to what we care about in D.C. right now. That's at 5 o'clock today. Danny Ruye, a congratulations.
Yeah.
A happy new year in order to you. A happy birthday new year as well.
Happy birthday new year.
It is football day in America.
I'm happy for me. And as much as you can be happy for other people, I am. Like, we say that we're happy for you, but it's like, it's just something you say. You know what I mean? Like, actual happiness, I can't get it from you. I can say the nice words most of the time. But today, I swear to you, I think I'm happy for you.
Football.
I think I'm legitimately happy for you. I know I'm happy for me. I got it. I got the tingle. I got the juice. I woke up this morning, a little pep in my step. Went to the dentist. First thing didn't even matter. I'm there getting my teeth scratched. We've come so far in society. We can do so many things. But if you want your teeth clean, here's a small piece of rope to your gums hurt. And here's a piece of metal scraping over your teeth just to make sure everything's ship shape. And I'll see you in 6 months. We've come a long way everywhere else except for there. But whatever. I'm sitting there with my mouth open, my jaw's hurting a little bit. I'm getting scraped up on my teeth.
And I want
football tonight.
Pig skin.
Football tonight. Tonight.
Egg hand.
Tonight.
I'd never heard that phrase, and now I've heard it twice in the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm. I went for zero for 40-some years, and now...
Football.
Football.
Come on, man.
Football.
We're doing
this. Who's done it? Football.
Who's been here?
Who's done it?
Who's
football.
Gone to a game? Who's
football.
Done it? Football. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to make predictions throughout the show. We'll give you our bold prognostications coming up in a segment. We're going to talk Jaden Daniels' expectations. There's a lot of ground to cover. But an annual tradition on the Grant and Danny radio program, those of you who are the real ones, who have been with us over the years, you know how we roll on the first day of the calendar. We take the temperature on all of the network football anthems and rank 1 to 5 whose jingle is best going into the season. What's amazing about this exercise is that the songs never change.
Same songs.
But our moods do. How they elicit emotions in us does. How much we like the jingles changes. And year to year, Fox or CBS or NBC or ESPN or who knows? Now Amazon Prime or NFL Network, they move around the board. It's like becoming a Hall of Famer 20 years after you played. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's changed, but how we feel does. So, Danny, the way this will work, as it does every single year on the Grant and Danny Radio program, is we're going to have Darris play these songs one by one. I think we give them all a good listen. And then we start to, if we have follow-up questions, if we need to hear anything else.
Uh-huh.
We start to interact with Darris a little bit, get some other things played. We work the request line, and then we piece together our rankings 1 to 5. But there's no better way to get ready for the football season with this exercise.
This is the music of football. This is the soundtrack to football, right? It's the sweeping stadium shot. It's the good evening. somebody's voicing over for 3, 4, 5 seconds, and then you see whether it's Mike Tirico or you see Joe Buck or you see Ian Eagle. That's how we're doing it here.
Yesterday, Darius played the NFL primetime theme, and I started having blood just go to places in my body I didn't even know existed.
Oh.
I mean, it was just, things were just moving all over the
place.
Sure,
a lot of circulation happening.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
We can do that?
I didn't know that was how
body
works.
Look at that.
But
a lot of discovery.
This song is not eligible, but it should be. Like, in other words,
we can make it eligible.
No, we only really use the network songs because then you're opening up a whole different can of worms.
But what rules are these? This is our thing.
Well, you know the rules. They're very formal around here. There's a governing body. We've got to run everything up.
We serve at the pleasure of the chairman of the board, but I'll tell you what, like, it's something that I think we have the power to change if we want to.
Give me a full blast NFL primetime.
This should be in. I'm literally advocating for
Noah
it right now.
Circles the wagons like Grant and Danny.
Put it in the six. Put it in.
The Buffalo Bills take the field, led by J.P. Losman. He throws not one, not two, but three interceptions. 24-17, Patriots on to Miami, where Chad Pennington led the Tony Sperano-led Dolphins. So much of that.
Oh, yeah.
So just know this song has a special place in my heart. It does. But it is not a network game anthem. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Damn.
What do the songs have in common that we're going to be ranking today, Danny? You tell me. Don't make me the bad guy. You tell me.
They're network football anthems.
Was that an anthem?
No.
What is it?
It's the primetime song.
Okay. Are we in accord?
Yeah.
We don't sound like we're in accord. Are we in a Honda Accord? With a baby in the back.
What a baby. Yes, I'll allow it. Let's do it.
Port Festiva pulls up with a baby in the back.
What a baby. In.
I hadn't thought about that Sebastian Maniscalco bit in like 3 years. And the other, like a week ago, my wife was like, maybe I'll drive Uber. I don't even remember what we were talking about. And she's like, I'll just take that. I'm like, what about the baby? She's like, I could be the Ford Festiva.
What she a did. Baby.
Yeah.
Did you Nelson Maniscalco?
Yeah. She Maniscalco'd me.
Dude, you don't want to get Maniscalco. That's tough.
That is not great. Never been to Chipotle? You know, they got the barbecue in the barbacoa at Chipotle. All right, here we go. What do we want to start with? You want to go Fox first?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even want to pick the order. I just want to hear it. Do you know what I mean? Like, and because if I start influencing the order, then do I have a subconscious bias? We hear it clean every time.
I have them written down in front of me, so we'll just go.
Go in that order.
Just throw
Fine.
It in this order.
Fine.
It's kind of randomized by network. Fox, we grew up watching the Redskins play the NFC 1 o'clock window on Fox 5 in town, and this was the jingle.
Yeah.
This is hard to beat.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about this one. Welcome to Raljohn, Maryland, where today the 2-0 Washington Redskins,
I'm sure,
led by Patrick Ramsey, are looking to get off to their fastest start in 9 years against the New York Jets. To help them, kicker John Hall, kick returner Chad Morton, wide receiver Santana Moss, and guard Randy Thomas, the Jetskins. Hello again, everybody. I'm Grant Paulson, joined as always by Danny Ruye. Danny, these Redskins are off to a fine start in 2004.
They're usually off to a 2-4, 3-6 type start, but this group has started fast under, I guess we look at Steve Spurrier timeline here, because of course they were always 2-0. But yeah, their division rival Giants come to town looking for some payback from last year's embarrassment in East Rutherford.
All right, let's go to CBS. Now, it was always very rare that Washington was playing on CBS. As you
more
know.
Now, more now.
This was the AFC network,
mm-hmm.
So we didn't hear this one as much, but damn if it ain't good. Boy,
okay.
Why does that go so hard?
Damn,
I was ready to say Fox wins.
I had same thing. I had Fox above it in my mind. Just now, I heard the Fox one. I go, yeah, a lot of nostalgia, a lot of my good times. Even when things weren't that great, it was still Fox. The AFC was lesser. It was other. It was far away.
Damn. Daddy, give me CBS again.
Damn.
It's that first bar, the way it hits, this one gets better every year somehow.
That. It's almost like you're pulling in. It's like an inhale before the explosion.
Who do you think of when you hear this? For me, it's like Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, it's Boomer, James Brown, studio crew.
I think about Phil Simms. As a player, though, currently it's probably Mahomes. But I think about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Let me hear Fox again. Who do you think of when you hear the Fox theme? I mean, to me, it's old memories of the Redskins losing, mostly. But there's some Brett Favre in there. Maybe some Troy Aikman.
To me, it's like Donovan McNabb 77 times running out of Michael Jackson touchdown dances. You know what I mean? Like, he ran out. He did all the videos.
That felt better this time.
Right?
I don't know if it's the first bar probably doesn't compete with CBS.
The first bar of CBS better than the first bar of Fox, but the Fox is consistent.
The riff. Is it a riff or is it a lick? Those are music terms, yeah. Right? It's a riff or a lick.
I think you could just make it up.
NBC, Football Night in America, Sunday Night Football. A couple different iterations here over the years. We've had Michaels, we've had Madden, we've had Collinsworth, we've had... Now Michaels and Herb Street at one point for some reason, and now we've got Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth. I've got a take on this. I want to get you. You tell me what you think first, and then I want to bounce something off you.
That didn't get me this time. That's been higher for me before.
Stop.
It didn't.
Play it
didn't
again
capture
louder.
Me. Darius, it didn't capture
play it
me.
Again louder.
It didn't.
Close your eyes.
I am. I've been waiting around for that awkward 45 minutes to an hour of eating dinner. Had a bunch of texts about fantasy football. Some irritation. Washington's already lost. It's Jack Collinsworth now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know.
You do have to see Jack Collinsworth for some reason.
It does. It's not getting me. It's not grabbing me. I'm not moved.
So here's my take. Kill this for 1 second. I think, and I've never felt this way before, Fox and CBS, they're fun. It's a party, right? We're excited. We're about to go play tackle football. This feels elegant. This feels formal to me. Fox is wearing a t-shirt. CBS is wearing a polo shirt. NBC feels like they're in a suit and tie. And maybe they're going for the network feel. I bet you they are. Maybe they want to be a cut above. It's a little bit stuffy comparatively. Do you get any of that?
Yeah, it's more opera. It's like, I'm not going to a play. I'm going to the opera.
It feels...
It's in a different language.
It's looking down on me.
It's a little stuffy. A little condescending.
There's some condescension.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me real quick, first bar CBS and then first bar NBC. Tell me CBS doesn't want to have a drink with you. Whereas NBC wants to tell you why the person you're voting for is the wrong person.
Right.
That's a Buffalo wing song.
Mm-hmm. Decision 24.
Exactly.
Welcome to our political coverage. Yeah. No.
7% of polls reporting. Let's go to the wall. King George County, typically red. 11 votes, still out. It's...
Yeah.
Am I voting or am I watching football?
What, is Steve Kornacki there now? Like, okay, my sleeves are rolled up and I'm pointing at the screen and what we're seeing is this. No.
I do get sized for John King. And you guys are trying to make Steve Kornacki happen because he wears the same khakis. Get over yourselves. John King pummels Steve Kornacki. ESPN Monday Night Football. This is tried. This is true. This is about to beat that butt.
It's a movie. It's the big premiere of the big movie. You know what I mean?
This is so good too.
Yeah.
Because even when everyone just like, oh, the song's over, now you're just gonna get this. This is good.
Like this is the big part of the movie preview where it's like, how long have you been a hero? My entire life. You know, like explosion.
And then
save everybody.
Joe Buck over casually comes in and is very casual about the whole thing.
I'm above this whole thing. It's beneath me.
So give me.
We're doing another football game, I guess.
Give me the open again. Good evening from Cincinnati in week three, where Joe Burrow's Bengals, you see Burrow warming up with some guy catching passes on the sideline, prepare to host the upstart, stunning 2-0 Washington Commanders led by Jaden Daniels. Daniels is doing like high knees on the sideline for some reason. We show the booth, title card's gone, and you're on, Joe. Hello again, I'm Joe Buck, joined by Hall of Famer Troy Aikman. Troy, this Jaden Daniels kid can play football.
You're absolutely right, and I'm agreeing with everything you said. I start off, even if I don't think that it's right, I start off by agreeing with you. Well, yeah, Jaden Daniels is exciting, I agree.
Back to you, Joe. That's good. That's going to be tough to beat. That's going to be tough to beat.
I got
to
tell you, that's real high on the old list right now.
We shouldn't even include this one, but Danny's making us.
This one's my heart right here.
I'm sure.
I love it.
Amazon Prime.
Oh, no. Never mind.
Are you sure?
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Thursday Night Football.
You know, that's better than I remember.
Is this going to grow on me?
It's better than I remember. That's better than I remember, dude.
I remember hating it.
You hated it because it was new.
But I don't hate it anymore.
Listen to this. Someone's like, like in the background. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a role in this band.
What? Rat-a-tat-a? What are you doing?
Listen. The little rattle. Why's your head bobbing? Why's your head bobbing a little bit? You hear it. Darius hears it.
The song is definitely higher energy than the broadcast. Because if the broadcast and the song matched, the song would go. Here, I'll play
Enya.
The song for you. Ready? Kill the song. This would be the open. No. That's too high energy. I'm performing.
Okay, Grant's
open,
doing the music now.
Thanks, Darius. Here's the open. Ready? You get it? Because the song matches the energy of the broadcast.
Here we go.
Hey, Al, sorry that a football game's on. Can we wait a week or two to not care anymore? Maybe week three you can start not being interested?
Here we go.
Thank you, Coach.
Here you go, Al.
One more time for Amazon Prime. Kirk Herbstreit's dog is dancing to this in the booth for some reason.
Yeah.
You've seen that? I've been thinking about you a lot. Do you know about this controversy?
No, I have no idea.
Kirk Herbstreit's dog travels everywhere with him on his private jets and all the broadcasts he has. He does like every job. But now the dog's in the booth with him all the time. So he was doing a stand-up the other night, and the dog walked into the middle of the shot. And he's like, oh, Ben, get over here, Ben. He like pats him on the head. He's like, this is Ben, but you guys already knew that because Ben's everywhere with me. And they're like, oh, Ben, you're the best. And so there was two groups of people on the internet. People who were very mad that Ben was at work with him. And then people who were very upset that anyone would be upset that Ben's at work with him.
Wow.
And all I could think about is how mad you would be that Ben was there. Now, I happen to also kind of agree that Ben shouldn't be there. But I could just imagine you being salty, like, that Ben was at work. Like, he's Shadow. Or what's the dog's name that's outside right now? Right outside the door? There's a dog here. I saw it a few minutes ago.
Darn, I forgot the dog's
Shadow,
name.
Shadow, right?
No, it's not Shadow.
Viper.
Savage.
There Savage.
It is. Yeah. Savage.
Savage.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a workplace. Or it's not. It can be not. If we want it to not be, we should all have a discussion. If that's a discussion, that's a great one.
Right.
You know? We'll just do that.
Here's the big silly you've been waiting for.
Yeah, you know, I love it.
They no longer have their own package of games, but they do special broadcasts Saturday night. They're going to do a bunch of different things throughout the year, international games. This is the old NFL Network Christmas
theme. It's the holiday theme. Yeah.
It's Bangarang.
Rich Eisen's on the call for some reason.
So much Rich Eisen, for sure. Which I don't dislike, by the way. Rich Eisen's good.
Yeah, Rich Eisen Mark here.
Better host, I would say, than play-by-play guy, but that's okay. Am I supposed to go Christmas shopping or watch football? That's my only question.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because that's what it is. That's the time of year, man. We're not in some other time of year. We're in the holiday time of year. This whole thing is a damn holiday. This whole thing is a gift to those that would receive it. They're telling you. Church is in session. Ding dong. We're ringing the bells. Come on in and hear the word. And the word is football.
All right, we got to do our rankings, Danny.
I know.
And we're late, so we'll do them next. Top five We will put them in order, anthems as they appeal to us today. By the way, a lot of shrapnel on Twitter for the fellas, including Darius's choice, I guess, of people are saying that we played the wrong Monday Night Football theme, that we played like a karaoke version. There's a lot of people saying that.
That's outrageous.
I agree with you.
Huh.
That's the one.
I do have another version of the Monday Night Football song.
Which one do you have?
It's like the old ABC Monday Night Football theme song.
The Hank Williams joint?
It sounds the same, but the instruments are a little bit different.
That might be what these people want.
Yeah, here, I'll play it.
This is version 2 Monday Night Football. I'm going to say something Darius isn't going to like. I think this is the Monday Night Football theme.
They're the same. It's just that this one is the older version. The newer version has a little more kind of like, I guess, aggressive guitar riffs to it.
Can I hear the new one now?
Yeah.
And what are people talking about karaoke? There's no words to that. You singing that at karaoke?
I don't know what that
means. It's the worst karaoke session ever.
But that's the Monday Night Football theme. Okay. This sounds like it's digitally remastered.
I don't really hear a difference.
According to the kids, both versions slap, if you ask the children.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get your rankings together.
I got them.
If you guys want to chime in, you can do that. Phone's wide open. 800-636-1067. Who are you giving the award to for the best NFL anthem? We do this every single year as we get ready to kick off the football season on Grant and Danny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
.345 today, we've got our big G&D announcement about this football season, so make sure you're listening a little over an hour from now ahead of the double play. A little later in the hour, we'll get to some of our bold NFL predictions for 2024. Welcome back to Grant and Danny. The season kicks off tonight. We'll get our first look in a regular season game at the dynamic kickoff, as they're calling it. You know, there wasn't a whole lot dynamic about it in the preseason. I think it's going to be a giant win already. Do you think it has been because kicks actually get returned and they didn't used to? But the one thing you kept hearing, there was this narrative that teams weren't showing how they're actually
there's going to be something. You watch.
I don't know if I believe that, but tonight I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I think there's an idea of something. I don't think it's happening. I think there's going to be a lot of kicks returned to the 24.
The other thing that nobody's talking about is the hip drop tackle is now a part of football.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really see any preseason hip drop tackle calls, but I could see a situation where tonight in a big spot that gets called and it becomes the story that we're talking about tomorrow.
I tell you, I saw a lot of is the left tackle was more than whatever, half a body length lined up behind the center. And we're going to call illegal formation a lot. You're not going to be set back against speed pass rushers who are lining up wide. That is a thing. That is going to be a factor in the NFL this year. I saw that a million times. Remember that Patriots preseason game?
Of course. Are you ready with your rankings of the anthems to complete our annual tradition here on Grant and Danny?
I am.
All right, we'll go 5-1 then. I think that's the best way probably to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Darris, really quickly, if you would, just give us the first bar or so of each one. Danny, you can narrate through them,
yep,
which ones he's playing, but let's rock and roll.
Fox, tried and true, we know it. Sunday, 1 o'clock, hopefully, Washington. Probably losing. Special treat, little CBS. Hi, guys. What's up, James Brown? DeMath the Star. Good to talk to you, buddy. Mostly AFC, but we're on there this year a little bit more often. That's quality.
Also, I slept on seeing like Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin. It's a very Steelers-y thing for me, mm-hmm, too, the CBS anthem.
Yeah. Special. It's Monday night, man. Only game in town. Only game on television. The whole country's tuning in. Hopefully they get better matchups than they have in the past. They got like third pick in the draft, it seems like, for those games. And a lot of times we're left with duds, but still, Monday Night Football, pretty special.
Here it is, NBC. Look down upon ye common folk. We deign to give you a telecast of your foosball.
I got to tell you, I hate my ratings already. I did them in the break. I'm looking at them and just, yep, re-listen everything. Like, if we did it again,
you gotta jumble it again.
In an hour, if we redid this, my rankings would completely change. But here we go. Number 5, Danny Ruye. What do you got?
We just played it. NBC. You lose so many points because there's a dumb song before that. It's 2024. We don't need an intro song to football.
We've been waiting all day for Sunday night, man.
Earlier today was the afternoon. Now there's a game, and here it go, boom. All the people are at the game. Everyone here should be filled with shame. Stop it. It's
Why
so stupid.
Why should people be filled with shame
stop
coming to the game?
Stop singing songs. Stop singing. Stop coming up with stupid songs in a studio next to a green screen. That's the dumbest thing we do.
Carrie Underwood guy over here. I like that song. NBC is 5th for me as well. I think it's getting a raw deal.
No.
I don't want to go full Guilo here. Guilo tweeted us, one of our buddies. At Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny said, nothing beats the war drum and French horns of Sunday Night Football, number one until the end of time. He's got it number one on his list.
Oh, it's only number one on NBC on Sunday.
Number 4 for me, this is where I start hating my list, Monday Night Football. I've got Monday Night Football 4.
Do you really?
On my list. I feel bad about that.
Number 4, Fox. I thought Fox was going to be 1 or 2 coming into this. It didn't hit me. It didn't catch me like it has in the past. I started to think about all the losses, man. All those years in the 2000s, all
catches
the failure, right? It's so much Donovan McNabb just celebrating at my expense. Just so much nondescript quarterback from New York or hot garbage from Dallas beating the brakes off of me. No. Fox 4.
I still play this song on our Alexa in the kitchen and all my kids and I dance to it, right? We love the Fox theme. I said all my kids, like I have 11 kids, by
the way. Every single one of them, they come out of their respective hovels, and they're dancing.
So we all dance in the kitchen, and we play Fox on Sunday mornings and whatever. We'll do it throughout the offseason. This was my ringtone, you know, on my phone, mm-hmm, in high school.
Such a good bit.
It's 3rd for me. It's 3rd for me. Because it's a great song. There's, yep, just 2 songs that are that much better. Our lists are pretty similar, I'd say.
Number 3, CBS. I thought, again, this was going to win. It got me, but not the same. I like CBS. In fact, I love CBS. It belongs in my heart, but it didn't win this year. Number 3.
Number 2 for me is NFL Network.
Yeah.
That Christmas feel.
Happy holidays.
So good, man. Do I go Christmas shopping or do I just watch some football? Which means number 1 for your boy again. And still the defending champion, someone let Ian Eagle and Charles Davis know. Somebody call up their boy Jim Nance and Tony Romo. CBS is in the win column.
Number 2 for me. NFL Network. Holidays. Holiday theme, holiday shopping, holiday song. Let's all receive the gift. Number 1, and I did not think this was going to be number 1, but I heard it, and I heard more in it this year than I ever have before. It struck a chord in the soul.
You're doing a bit.
I'm not. Monday Night football.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Amazon Prime.
No. We're not there. Monday Night Football. I go, wait a minute. What a special thing Monday Night Football is. And it felt right. Even though Washington's 0-7 trillion on Monday Night Football over the last couple of weeks. Years, rather. But it feels good. Monday Night Football.
All right. CBS, NFL, Fox, Monday Night Football, NBC for your boy.
Monday Night Football, NFL Network, CBS, Fox, NBC.
Let's go rapid fire on the phone so we can squeeze in as many as possible. We'll start with DJ in Rockville. What's up, DJ?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Thanks for
taking my call.
You got it.
I got to take it back in the day with you guys. The old school CBS, Pat Summerall, John Madden, pots and pans theme. You got the camera panning over to RFK. That's my top number one.
Darius, see if you can find an old CBS intro from what would
have been. Man, it's been forever.
It's pre my time, so I'm thinking early 80s, uh-huh. mid-80s. Because Madden and Summerall were on Fox calling Washington games.
That Summerall, John Madden.
He's at the 10.
The 20, 25, out of bounds.
30-yard line. I only think about him calling like 4 o'clock games on that old gross turf uh-huh. in Dallas. It's like Cowboys, Cardinals, NFC East. And he's like, Aikman to Irvin at the 30. Let's go to Shane in D.C. What's up, bro? Shane, you there? You will get nothing.
No, Shane.
Jeff in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I'm going to go old school Monday Night Football theme, and the worst one is that Amazon stuff.
Is that because it's new?
It's new, Jeff.
Huh?
It's just because it's new, right? We're not used to it yet.
No, that sounds like something you hear from the doctor's office when you find out you had zero polyps.
Jeff.
That's a good thing.
Jeff.
If you get an award for being the on the hold, like the music closest to being on hold music, it is that.
It hits a little harder than that. It's not elevator music, you guys.
It definitely hits harder. It's better than that. But it's the closest to that of all of them.
Oh, man.
They're not playing Fox NFL Sunday when you're on hold for those test results.
Amazon's getting hit.
Danny in D.C., you're on G&D. Danny?
Hello, Greg. Danny, how you guys doing today?
Good, bro.
I think the best one, personally, I know this wasn't on your list, but it's when Chris Berman's doing the fastest 3 minutes or the NFL primetime theme.
You know I love that.
We did. We both are in on that. Darius, you could throw that one back out there. I think primetime probably makes me as happy or happier than any of those other songs. Wasn't eligible, but just him and Tom Jackson going back and forth, nothing better than that.
Just so good. It's so good. This was the recap. What happened in the other games? I have to watch this show to find out.
And all of the games within the games, mm-hmm. whether it was the nicknames for players, the Louisville bit was always my one seed, where they would, you know, they'd pick a player.
Lamar Jackson from?
And it was always Louisville would be the shouted answer. Jaron Christian from
Louisville.
You guys sleep on the former Washington tackle. I'm trying to think of another Louisville. Teddy Bridgewater from
Louisville.
Let's go to Rod in Landover. What's up, Rod?
Yo, what's good? First time calling, long time listener, bro.
Oh, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Hey, but I got to say, that old school.
Hit that parade! Hit that parade! Hit that parade!
Jim, that's just rude.
You got to hop on it, Jim. He's trying to talk.
You either get it in or you don't, but you don't get to cut people off
that's
when
tough.
They get going.
That's
hey,
tough.
Hey, I take it. I take it. It's all gravy. But that old school Monday Night Football, yo, it did it for me. It did it for me.
Oh, okay. So when he played the first version, it was not at the top of your list, and then he hit the old one.
Correct.
Okay.
The first version was a little but when he played it with the full instrument, it was like playing it on vinyl versus, like you said, playing a digital copy.
There it is.
Totally agree with you.
I get it.
It was 1,000% think he's right. When I hear this, I'm 15 at FedEx Field. When I hear the other one, I'm just ready to watch a 2024 football game. And there is a difference.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Carlos in Saverna Park. What's up, Carlos?
Close.
Hey, guys. The Fox one is always going to be number one for me. But you know what? I have to defend the NBC. The NBC Sunday Night Football. You're doing a disservice to it because that version that you're playing, it's like modern day electric and all that. You got to play the original John Williams when it's just like, you know, the March of the Empire of like Star Wars. That's the one that gets me hype up for Sunday Night Football. And I know I'm putting Darius to work, but you know, with that whole modern day, you know, crap, I'm not digging it. You have to play the original John Williams Sunday night opening.
So that's a hole in my game. I didn't know that John Williams, like the Boston Symphony Orchestra, did that one.
I was going to say that
for Sunday Night Football. Yeah,
we could dig on it. I am open to.
I should probably know that if that's a thing.
Adjusting my feel on Sunday Night Football
because the current Sunday Night Football, it's not doing it for me.
I don't know why though, because it's always been in my head, like throughout the entire day on Sunday, I'm going. I'm walking around my house. I'm grabbing my chips and dip. It's all I can do.
Rodney Harrison doing a stand-up. Jason Garrett not knowing what to do with his hands.
Jack Collinsworth.
Just there.
For some reason.
He's just there.
Still trying to figure that one out. Actually, I think we know.
I think we do.
We're pretty confident.
What's a rhyme with schleppetism?
Why he's there. But we're still just trying to get to the bottom of it. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you, guys. That's our fun little way
just
to kick off the season.
Just having fun.
I don't even know if anyone likes it.
It's just fun.
You and me like it.
It's fun for us.
It's what we do. I wait 364 days to do this. It's like opening presents on the 25th of December, man. We are here. Football season has arrived. All right, let's get into some of our bold NFL predictions next on G&D. G&D welcoming you back on day one of the NFL season. Chiefs Ravens, a rematch of the AFC title game in 2023. To kick off the campaign tonight, we will see Kansas City begin its quest for a three-peat. Nobody's ever done that. They'll try to become only the fourth team ever to get to three straight Super Bowls, joining the Patriots in the 2000s, the Bills in the 90s, and the Dolphins in the 70s. This is the first time in week one we'll have a game featuring two players who have won two MVP awards starting at quarterback. Should be an amazing night of football. Danny, let's get to our bold predictions for the NFL season. We've both got three of them to rattle off here. If you guys want to give us a bold NFL prediction, you can hop in at 800-636-1067. Why don't you start?
There will only be two repeat division winners in the NFL this year of the eight divisions, San Francisco and Kansas City. Every other division will have a new division champion.
Wow. A number one for me, the New York Jets. So a lot of people are picking to win the Super Bowl, make the Super Bowl, play in the AFC Championship game. The Jets will miss the playoffs this year. I think there's a chance Rodgers gets hurt again. I think there's a chance if he doesn't get hurt that he shows some older age. And they're in a tough division. Buffalo, really good. The Jets, excellent. I could see either of those two teams finishing atop the division and the other one still ahead of the Jets. So I will say the Jets, a sexy pick to get to the Super Bowl, miss the playoffs under Robert Saleh. And if that happens, major, major changes there, obviously, loom.
So that's fascinating because here's my second bold prediction. Congrats to your AFC champion, New York Jets.
Wow.
They have home field throughout the postseason, and they're going to the Super Bowl. Mr. Immunized himself is leading the team to the big dance.
I hope Aaron Rodgers wins another ring because I think I've probably now moved Mahomes ahead of him, to be honest, because I think Mahomes might actually be the greatest quarterback ever already.
We're kind of like watching it, yeah.
But I had him number two all time on my list prior to last season, and he's got one ring, and he gets beat up for that. And I don't know how fair that is, so I'd be perfectly fine with that happening. That would be cool. Number two for me. Clary, listen up. You're going to like this one. Jared Goff wins the MVP award. Jared Goff, 35 touchdowns, sub 10 interceptions, everything the same offensively for the Lions. They win 13 games. They're the number one seed in the NFC. And old Goffy wins the most valuable player award in the National Football League.
So that was going to be mine. Because again, I can't stop talking about how they only play three games outside. And indoor Jared Goff is good. Outdoors, away from home is he's a praying mantis and he stinks.
You don't even like Jared Goff.
I can't stand him, but he's playing all his games inside for a team that's built to play inside.
Were going to say Jared Goff wins the MVP.
That's my third bold prediction, was Jared Goff wins the MVP. Wow. I've got others. I will be just fine and dandy. Your comeback player of the year is Kyler Murray, who has a Pro Bowl caliber season. He blows up, goes over 600 yards rushing, and throws for 28 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards.
My third bold prediction for this NFL season, Caleb Williams and Bo Nix both throw for over 4,000 yards as rookies. They become the sixth and seventh rookie quarterbacks to ever do that. Only five have done it previously. In the Bears' case, no quarterback has ever thrown for 4,000 yards. So Williams will be the first. And then in his rookie year under Sean Payton, Bo Nix with a team in Denver chasing a lot of games will do it as well. So I've got two rookie quarterbacks, Williams and Nix, both throwing for 4K.
That's a good one. I think the touchdown record that Justin Herbert set a couple years ago is in jeopardy. Caleb Williams is healthy. And that with that receiving core, I anticipate him slinging it quite a bit.
So those are some bold predictions for you. We can take your temperature with your own next at 800-636-1067. But let's get ready to put our money where our mouths are and make our predictions on division champions. We'll give you our MVP, our coach of the year, our rookie of the year calls. Break out the pen, Darius. Let's take note of these so that we have them at the end of the year. We'll start making our predictions ahead of tonight's NFL kickoff. We've got a Commanders angle of surprises and disappointments coming your way in the 3 o'clock hour as well. This is The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.